Okay, we are holding on Daf Yudalet Amud Beis on the bottom line. The Gemara just said that Chulda was a descendant of Yehoshua. So the Gemara asks, how could that be? Umi havelei zara liYehoshua? Did Yehoshua really have children? Vaksiv. The pasuk in Divrei Yavim says, when it's telling you the descendants of Ephraim, of Shevet Ephraim, it says Non bino Yehoshua bino. It mentions Yeshua and his son and his father, and it doesn't go any further down. So it sounds like Yeshua didn't have any children. Answers the Gemara, Bani lo havu. He didn't have any sons, havule. Bun son havule, but he did have daughters, and Chulda was a descendant of one of Yeshua's daughters. Tabatas Vavam Alf, the Gemara, on the Yudala Nubez had said that there were 8 Nevi'im. Now 4 of them were Nevi'im, and 4 of them were those people's fathers, and they were also Nevi'im. So the Gemara asks on the top line, Bishloma inhu, it makes sense, those 4 meaning, Yirmiya, Hanamel, Baruch, and Sraya. So Mefarshi, those are explicit in the Pesukim that they were Nevi'im. Elav Asayu, but their fathers, Chilkiah was the father of Yirmiah, Shalom was the father of Hanamel, Neriah was the father of Baruch, and Machseah was the father of Sraya. So those 4, the fathers, how do we know that they were Nevi'im? Minalan. Answered the Gemara, Kedula, Damar Ula, Kol Makom Sheshmo V'Shem Aviv B'Nevi'os. Anytime his name and his father's name is mentioned in the context of prophecy, B'Yadua Shehu Navi Ben Navi. We know that he was a Navi and his father was a Navi. Shmo V'Lo Shem Aviv, but it mentioned his name but not his father's name, B'Yadua Shehu Navi V'Lo Ben Navi. That he himself is a Navi, but his father was not a Navi. Shmo V'Shem Iro, if it mentions his name and his city, Mefurash, explicitly, Biadua Shehu Meosair. It's telling us that that Navi was from that city. Shmo Velo Shemir, but if it mentions his name and not his city, or not a city, Biadua Shehu Meyushalayim, it means that that Navi came from Yerushalayim. Period. The Gemara continues, Masnisa Tana, the Brisa says, Kol Shemaisav Umaisa Avosav Stumen. If his actions and his father's actions are not mentioned, Upire, or it's unclear, were they good, were they bad? Upire lecha akasav be'echamehem, and then by one of them, it mentions whether it was good or bad. For example, l'shvach, if it was written for praise, meaning that it was a good action, kigon. Like the pasuk says, Devar Hashem asher haya el Tzafanya ben Kushi ben Gedalia. That Hashem spoke to Tzafanya, the son of Kushi, the son of Gedalia. So that's a praise, because it says Hashem spoke to Tzfanya. Biadua, Shehu Tzadik ben Tzadik. The fact that it mentioned his father and his grandfather in this context means that his father and his grandfather, who maybe we didn't know much about, were also Tzadikim. V'chol shepir l'cha akasav be'echad mehem l'gnai, and if the pasuk mentions by one of them something not good, kigon, for example, Vayhi b'chodesh ha'shvi b'yishmael ben Netanya ben Elishama, the pasuk says that Yishmael, the son of Netanya, the son of Elishama, came, and the pasuk continues that he then killed Gedaliahu ben Achikam the tzaddik. So we see that Yishmael was not a good person, and it mentions in this context his father and his grandfather. Biadua shu Rasha ben Rasha. The pasuk is coming to tell me that not only was he a Rasha, but his father was also a Rasha as well. Period. Amar of Nachman nu Gemar. Malachi, who is Malachi? Zeb Mordechai. It's the same person as Mordechai. V'lam nekoshon Malachi. And why was he called Malachi? Shehi Mishnah Lamelech, because he was second in command to the king. And the Marsha explains that he was like high up, like important, like a Malach. Comes from the word Malach. Fine, that's the Marsha. Meisvei, the Gemara asks a question. How could it be that Malachi is the same person as Mordechai? The Pasuk says, Baruch ben Neriah. I'm sorry, the Brisa says, Baruch ben Neriah, the Sraya ben Maaseya, the Daniel Mordechai, Bilshan, the Chagai, Zechariah Malachi, Kula Nisnavu B'Shashtayim L'Daryavesh. All of these people were Navis in the second year of Daryavesh's rule, the last Daryavesh. So it's explicit in this Brisa that Mordechai and Malachi were 2 separate people. And it says the Gemara Tifta, you're right, it's Akasha. To Yofta, period. Tanya, the Brisa says, Amr Bishua ben Karcha Malachi ze Ezra. Malachi is Ezra. V'chacham omer Malachi Shmo. Malachi was his real name. Not Ezra. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "Mistabra kiman da Amar Malachi is Ezra." The first Tana in the Mishnah in the Brisa is correct. Malachi is Ezra. How do we know? Diksiv b'Nevias Malachi, because it comes when to the Navi of Malachi. The pasuk says, "Bagdi Yehuda v'Toeiva Nasta b'Yisrael." A horrible thing happened in Israel. Ubi Yishalayim in Yishalayim ki Chalal Yehuda Kadosh Hashem Asher Ahev Ubal Bas El Nechar. The pasuk says that the Jewish people, they had relations with women from that worshipped a different god, meaning non-Jewish women. That's what the pasuk says in the Navi about Malachi. Uman afish nashim nachios, and who was that Navi who got people away from intermarriage, got people away from their non-Jewish wives? That was Ezra. Diksev ayan shechanya ben Yechiel mibnei Elam. Vayomer Ezra, he said to Ezra, "Anachnu ma'alnu belokeinu, we rebelled in Hashem, v'noshav nashim nachrios, and we lived with women who weren't Jewish." And then the psukim after that in pasuk hey, through pasuk yedalid, Ezra gets rid of these women with their sons, with their children. So we see that there was this problem of intermarriage. We see that Ezra was the one who took them away, and therefore, since it spoke about that in the Navi about Malachi, Rav Nachman says that it must be that Malachi was the same person as Ezra. The Gemara continues with the Braisa. Tana Rabbana and Arba Nashim Yefafios Hayu Ba'olam. There were four women who were extra beautiful: Sarah, Rachav, Avigail, the Esther. Lamanda Amar Esther Yerakrokes Haisa, according to the opinion that we had earlier in Daf Yud Gimel, that Esther was green. That doesn't sound too pretty. Mapik Esther Uma'ayel Vashti. So take out Esther from the list and put Vashti in. Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Rachav Bishma Zinsa. Rachav, with her name, when people mention her name, that would cause people to want to have relations with her. Ya'el Bekola, Ya'el with her voice. Avigail Bizchirasa, Avigail, through mentioning her. And Michal Bashaul Briyasa, Michal, through seeing her. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kola Omer, Rachav, Rachav, Miyad Nikri. Yitzchak said that anyone who says the name Rachav, Rachav two times, immediately he will see Keri, he will have a nocturnal emission. Amale Rav Nachman Ana Amina Rachav Rachav Lo Ichpatli. Rav Nachman said, "Oh, I said it two times, and nothing happened to me." Amale responded to him, "Ki Kamina Biyoda Makira." When did I say that this would happen? It's only when you knew her and you recognized her. Okay, now the Gemara continues with the story of the Megillah. The pasuk says, Mordechai yada is kol asher nasa. Mordechai knew about everything that happened, presumably referring to the gzeira. And then the pasuk says, vayizak zaka gedola umara. He screamed, "My Amar, what did Mordechai say?" Rav Amar gava Haman me'achashverosh. Rav said that he saw that Haman was did worse than what Achashverosh wanted to do. Haman wanted to destroy the Jewish people. Achashverosh, even though he didn't like the Jewish people, but he never thought to destroy them. Ushmul Amar Gavar Malka Ila Mimalka Tata, that the higher king, referring to Hashem, has ruled over the lower king, meaning Achashverosh, and like Rashi explains, really means the opposite. It means that Achashverosh ruled over Hashem. Achashverosh did something, a horrible thing that maybe even Hashem wouldn't have wanted to do, like destroy the Jewish people. The pasuk continues, "Vatischalchal Hamalka." Ask the Gemara, what does it mean that Esther was Vatischalchal? My Vatischalchal, Amar Rav Shapir Sanida. It means that she became Anida. Rabbi Yirmi Amar Shehutzuchal Nikveh. Rabbi Yirmi said she had to go to the bathroom. The pasuk continues, "Vatikra Esther la'atach la'asach." Esther brought hasach. Amar Rav, hasach zid Daniel. This was Daniel. V'lamnik v'ashma hasach. Why was he called hasach? Shechatchu migadluso, because he was lowered in the times of Achashverosh from his greatness. Because in the time, Rashi explains, in the time of Belshazzar, he was had a much more dominant role in the kingdom. And now he was much less than that. Ushmul Amar shekol divrei malchus nechtachin al piv, that all the words of the king were set by him, which means that he wasn't lowered from his level from beforehand. The pasuk continues that Esther told Hasach to tell Mordechai ladas mazeh va'al mazeh. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, shalchalo She sent to Mordechai, Shema Avri Yisrael, Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Maybe the reason for this horrible gzeira is because the Jewish people went against the five books of the Torah. Diksiv Bahen, Mizeh, Mizeh, Heim Ksuvim. They have that same word, Mizeh, Mizeh. So too, that's the hint that she was sending when she said, Mazeh, Umazeh. The pasuk continues, Vayigidul Mordechai es divrei Esther, that Esther sent to Mordechai that she didn't want to go into Achashverosh to ask him to get rid of the gzeira of Haman because she was afraid that Achashverosh would kill her. And the pasuk says Vayigidu, which is plural, sounds like someone else besides Hasach told it to Mordechai. Ve'ilu ihu lo azul gabe, but he himself did not go. Hasach did not go to tell Mordechai. Mikan she'ema shivein ala kilkala. We see from here that someone shouldn't go back to the person that sent him to do something and tell him that his shlichus, his mission, was not able to be accomplished. Because Mordechai sent him to tell Esther to go in, and he didn't want to come back to say that his mission was not accomplished. The Megillah continues that Esther tells Mordechai, Leich kinosis kol ha'yudim hanim tzim shushan v'tzumu alai, go gather all the Jews in Shushan and start to fast for me. And because as the pasuk says, that she says, I'm going to go in ad asher lo kedas, that I'm going to go in not according to the rules. What does that mean? The Gemara explains that it means not according to the rules of the Torah. Amar Rabbi Abba shelo kedas haya shebechol yom v'yom ad achshav, every day until now be'onas, until now the relations that she had with Achashverosh was forced. But now that she is volunteering, she's coming to him, it's as if she's doing it baratzon. And therefore, since it's as if I'm doing it baratzon, v'kasher avadati, avadati. What does that mean? K'shem sh'avadati beis abba, just like I was lost from my father's house, because I am an orphan from my father's house. Kach ove mimcha. Now I'm going to be usher to you as well, Mordechai, because I'm going to be usher to you because a Jewish woman who is raped, she's mutter for her to her husband, but if she does it willingly, so then she's usher to her husband. The pasuk continues, Vayavur Mordechai, Vayas is called Asher Tzivsa Lav Esther. And Mordechai did what Esther said, and they fasted for 3 days. What's this lashon vayavur? Amarav shehevir yom rishon shel Pesach. He basically went against the first day of Pesach b'tainis by fasting on that day. They weren't able to celebrate the first day of Pesach, which is they're over on a din Torah because they missed the mitzvos of Pesach, because it was on the 13th of Nisan that the letter of Haman was written, and on that same day, Esther said to fast 3 days, which is the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th of Nisan. So therefore, and on the 16th of Nisan, Haman was actually hung, as Rashi explains over here. Okay, Shmuel Amar Da'avar Arkoma Demaya, that he went up, over the banks of the river in order to go ahead and gather people to fast, etc. That's the word over. The pasuk continues, Vayhi bayom ha-shlishi v'tilbash Esther Malchus. She wore Malchus. Says the Gemara, Big day Malchus mi bayle. You already had this Gemara. That should have said she wore clothing of Malchus. What does it mean she wore Malchus? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Melamit shalav shasa ruach ha-kodesh. It meant that she wore ruach ha-kodesh. Ksiv hacha v'tilbash uksiv hasam v'ruach lavsha es amasai. We see that the word lavsha comes into context with having a ruach on you, with having a divine inspiration, having a divine prophecy. And she was a neviyah. Okay. The Gemara continues. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, la'olam al tehi berchas hedol kala beinacha. A simpleton's blessing should not be light in your eyes. Sharei shnei gdoli ador barchum shnei idiotos. Two great giants were blessed by two simpletons, Berchom Shnei Adyotos, when Iskaima ben, and it came true, Ve'elohen, who are these two people? David v'Daniel. What is the case? David, the Barchia Aravna. Now Aravna gave him a bracha, Diksiv Ayomer Aravna el Amelech v'Gomer, and we see that in the pasuk in Shmuel Beis that that Aravna said that the Magefa should stop, and Hashem listened, and the Magefa in Bnei Yisrael stopped. And the second one, sorry, I lost my spot. The second one was Daniel, the Barchiye Dayavish. Dayavish gave him a bracha, diksiv, right before he went, he got thrown into the lions den. The pasuk says, Elakach di ant palachle bitidira hu yishizvinech. That your God that you worship all the time should save you. And we know that that's what happened at the end of the day, that he was saved. The Gemara continues, V'amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Atle killas hedyot kala benecha. So to the curse of a simpleton should not be light in your eyes. Sharei Avimelech kilel es Sarah. That when Sarah didn't tell him that she was a married woman, he said to her, Hinei hu lach ksus einayim. Since you covered from me that Avram was your husband and you caused me my pain, so too your eyes should be blinded. What happened? Viniskayim bizar, and actually came true in her children. Because the Pasuk says, Vayihi ki zaken Yitzchak vatechehena einav, that Yitzchak became blind. The Gemara continues, V'amar b'laz v'amar chanina bar reish lo k'mius HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basav adam. Hashem, the way He acts is different than the humans. Midas basav adam shofet k'deira v'achar kach nosein l'socha mayim. First, He puts the k'deira down onto the pot, and afterwards He pours into it the water. About Kadosh Baruch Hu nosein mayim, first He puts in the water, v'achar kach shofes hakedera, and then He puts the pot on the stove. L'kayim ha'shenemar. I'm sorry. Let me say that a little bit clearer. That Hashem pours the water, and then puts the kedera there, puts the pot there to receive the water that's coming there ready. L'kayim ha'shenemar. L'kol tito hamon mayim b'shamayim. Pasuk tins v'yale nisim. That Hashem first puts the water into the sky, and then He puts the clouds there to receive the water that is there. Anyone who says something that he heard in the name of the person that said it, may be gulul olam, brings the redemption to the world. Esther lamelech, b'shem Mordechai, that Esther said to the king in the name of Mordechai, the big son in Seresh wanted to kill him, and it was written in the Sefer Zechronos that Mordechai actually saved the king. And what happened at the end? We know that through that Mordechai ended up being able to save Bnei Yisrael. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, tzadik avad, if a tzadik dies, ledoro avad, only his generation loses out, because now they don't have anyone to save them from difficulty. But the tzadik himself, he doesn't lose out from dying, because the nefesh, the neshama, stays on. Mashal Adam Sha'avdalo Margalis. Here's a mashal to a person who lost a pearl. Komakom Shehi, any place that the pearl is, Margalis Shma, it's still called a pearl. Right? It didn't lose its worth. It doesn't, it's there and it's worth what it's worth. Lo'avdalo Baila. The only thing is that it's lost to the owner of the pearl, because he doesn't have it. So to the tzaddik, he himself doesn't lose out, only the door. Okay, we're going to stop here.